Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. We are live in the Yellow Communications Studio. If you're in the market for a custom hat or custom logo, graphic design, or first-class embroidery, look no further than Cichlids. Felix Miro is one of Northern Colorado's premier designers. His work is done with the utmost attention to detail. With more than 10 years' experience in the industry, Cichlids have the skills you love. Their unique work for your uniqueness. Give Cichlids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs, 970-371-2069. Your vision, their passion. Joining us on the Bessler Homes Hotline is a very good friend of the show, Mr. Frank Vila with Outdoor Colorado. Frank, how you doing? Welcome back.
I'm doing well, Dan. Thanks for having me on, and thank you.
Yes, congratulations first on your recent retirement from the fire department, man. Thank you for your service, buddy. Give us a little bit of background of your firefighting days and what led up to your retirement, man.
Well, let's see. So I started out back in 1992 with Windsor Fire Department, and then I got hired on with Greeley Fire Department. So I actually did 10 years with Windsor. And then finished out my career. I did 30 years with Greeley Fire. So I ended up actually having a total of 42 years because I went back for 2 years with Windsor so I could get my retirement through them also. So it worked out. So
man,
I have 42 years of experience on the fire service side.
Man.
And, just enjoying retirement now.
That is awesome, buddy. So what are your days like now? Are you doing more with Outdoor Colorado offering youth adventures?
I am. I've been working on some videos, and I put them, we started a YouTube channel. So you can go to our YouTube channel at Outdoor Colorado 2020 and check out some of the adventures that we've had with the kids. I'm actually working on one right now where it's going to be all fishing adventures.
Oh, that's awesome.
Some of the pictures from the past years. So.
That's great. And tell our faithful about Outdoor Colorado. And I know you've been on the show a couple times. I mean, you're a great friend of the show. But remind them about Outdoor Colorado.
So Outdoor Colorado, we offer what we call youth adventures. Basically, it's hunting, fishing, outdoor adventures. Everything is for free. We do everything off of donations. And basically, we just, of course, my son Josh and I, we hunt quite a bit. We fish quite a bit. So whenever we're out and about, we always invite kids to come along. You know, they can go to our website, outdoorcolorado2020.com, email us if they'd like to go out and do some fishing or something. And we come up with a day. We really like to have the parents come with us. Because the big thing for my dad, and that's why we started this, was he really enjoyed the times out with the and that youth parent relationship.
Right, right.
So we really like to have the kids and the parents come along with us, and it's really fun too because we've had some parents that they're like, "Yeah, I have no interest in this, but I want to see what my kids do, and so I'll go along with them." And then we end up getting another outdoors person.
They get hooked, huh? That's all it takes,
yeah.
Man. They get hooked, and that's awesome. I was just going to ask you that. Do you guys take adults, like beginners? I mean, people that have never been outdoorsy, and then they want to give that a shot. Do you take adults? Do you have adults like that you take?
You know, we have not been doing that. Mostly it's been youth.
Okay.
But we have been toying with the idea. I think we're going to probably start doing that just because we've had some adults call us up and ask us. And through the agreements that we've made through our fields and everything, it's basically been we're taking the youth out.
Correct.
But as I read more on the CPW website and those things, there are a lot of individuals that have never hunted and they want to learn, and I think it'd be a good idea for us to do that. The other thing that we're doing is Wounded Warriors. We're going to start looking at that. And recently Josh was able to hook up with a friend of his.
Yes, man. Tell us about that, because that was one thing that I talked to you and then I talked to Josh about that. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so TJ, one of the kids that was in my high school fishing program, he's a guide out in Nebraska. And he had a friend over in Eaton that was involved in an accident and is in a wheelchair now, but he really has always enjoyed hunting. And so he called TJ up and wanted to do some hunting. So, of course, TJ reached out to us. And I believe it's actually TJ contacted his mom, the young man's mom. And the mom contacted Josh. And it was kind of cool because I actually couldn't make it out there with them, but they set up an A-frame blind. They created a path to get his wheelchair out into the A-frame blind. And so they pulled him out into the field. They put out the decoys, and, they sat and hunted with him, which is, we got some cool pictures of it.
That is great. And you have those on your Facebook page, correct?
Yeah.
And tell our listeners about your Facebook page. Where can they go there? What is that page called?
So it's called Outdoor Colorado 2020, and that should take you to our Facebook page. And we always ask people, you know, they can always sign up and check it out. Basically, it's designed to put pictures of the outdoors, basically. So we ask people to join, post their pictures of the outdoors. That was something that, before my dad passed away, he really liked getting on Facebook and looking at all of the other pictures or all the adventures of people that were out enjoying the outdoors, especially the kids that we took hunting and fishing when they were young,
right?
And now they're posting those types of pictures. So he enjoyed that.
Yeah, man,
so that's
great.
Kind of what we dedicated that to. Yeah.
What a rich legacy, man. That's awesome. Do you know how many kids that you were able to help this past year find the outdoor passion?
I think it's 25 to 30 kids that we had out hunting this year. A couple of them were kids that just came back, but I think it's basically 25 to 30 kids. We hunted quite a bit, pretty much every weekend. And then if we had a day off that, especially now that I'm retired, we've gone during the week now. Josh is in the Fire Academy now, so his evenings are spent doing the Fire Academy stuff, and then he works at Sportsman's Warehouse in the hunting department.
He's around it all the time.
We can find, if we're out there hunting, we usually have some kids with us.
That's awesome, man. Okay. I'm going to ask you a series of questions that someone new to the outdoors may ask you, okay? So the first question, when you're in your blind, where do you poop?
Well, hopefully you go before you have to, but if you have to, we will go someplace and find about, everything's pretty close to, you know, within 20, 30 minutes of a gas station.
Okay.
So we can...
Perfect.
We can take you over to the gas station.
Okay, I know they're silly questions, but you know, guys, people that are new to the outdoors, they want to know this. And so what about spiders and mosquitoes? Will I encounter them, and what kind of precautions should I take?
So during the fishing season, you might encounter them. They don't seem to be a lot. If we're like out on Horsetooth, let's say, or Boyd or Carter, any one of those lakes, if you're along the shoreline, yeah, you will definitely get chewed up. But they don't seem to bother you a whole lot out in the middle of the lake when we're out in the boats. So it isn't too bothersome. But when we're doing the youth events that we do, sometimes we're on the shoreline. And, yeah, you definitely want to use some sort of bug spray. I use something with a high percentage of DEET in it.
Gotcha.
I just don't like mosquitoes at all.
Yeah, me neither. They love me, too. Yeah. They don't even touch my wife, but me, they're all over me. Okay, so
hunting in a blind, you will occasionally run into spiders.
Gotcha.
So I'll just tell you that right now. Yeah, they don't bother you.
Yeah,
you don't bother them, they don't bother you.
Exactly. Okay, so what if I'm not in good shape?
Well, hunting out of a blind is not too bad if you're not in good shape, but
it's okay, right?
It's putting out the decoys. I mean, we spend usually 45 minutes to an hour before the hunt starts putting out decoys. So that, you know, it gets pretty physical then. And then of course, picking them up
right.
And we're moving pretty fast when we're trying to get those decoys out before the sun comes up. So that helps. And if we're doing a like a big game hunt or a turkey hunt where we're going to be doing a lot of walking and trying to get into a position where you're away from the road. You might be a couple miles in or something like that. You probably want to start working out maybe a couple months before going out.
Exactly. And I think the more you go hunting, the easier it gets for your body as well, too. So, you know, if you're right now you're not in good shape, definitely just start. You got to start somewhere, though. Get out the outdoors, you know.
Exactly.
Would I be able to afford the gear?
Yeah, you can go out and get, even if you were to go to Walmart and get some, pretty warm gear, always dress in layers. I've gone out there and I've worn up to, you know, three or four layers of stuff with an extra coat on, just anything to keep a little bit warm. And I know when my kids were younger, when Josh was younger, and even Josh and Seth, Michaela, when they would be out hunting and fishing with us, if they'd get cold, I'd just tell them, you know what, run down the road there 50 or 60 yards and run back. That warms you up
exactly.
pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you just got to keep moving, and that's pretty much how to stay warm. But I always recommend always have something to cover your head, have a fairly decent pair of gloves, and definitely have a good pair of boots.
Great advice. Hey, Frank, thank you very much for coming on. Tell our listeners again where they can go and donate to your great cause.
Sure. One thing I'd like to mention first, we actually got a new, brand new sponsor for our what we're doing with Outdoor Colorado. Colorado Custom Game Calls. Austin has signed on with us, and he's going to be helping us out with getting calls and everything into the kids' hands.
Amazing.
And, yeah, he's, oh, man.
Austin's coming on today. Austin's going to be on the show here a little later. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to have him on.
He and I were talking, I think we were talking, you and I were talking, him and I were talking. It was kind of funny because he's like, I just got off the phone with Dan. So, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Man,
so,
that's awesome.
You'll have to tell Austin hi for me.
We'll do, buddy. So, OutdoorColorado2020.com, correct?
Yeah, if you go to OutdoorColorado2020.com, right on the first page, there's a GoFundMe link for us. There's a Venmo link. Anything that you guys can donate would be awesome. Everything helps. We're doing this for free, and so we're doing everything off of donations.
Exactly.
So
folks,
everything helps.
If you can donate to Outdoor Colorado, open up that wallet, open up that purse, that pocketbook, and donate to a great cause. These guys work their tail off offering youth adventures. They do it all year round. Donate to their great cause. Frank, thank you very much for coming on, man. God bless you, brother.
All right. You take care, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it, man. Don Scott, Dave Martin, and Lance Pickett have been operating AMCO at Loveland and AMCO Fort Collins for 39 years. You can trust that local AMCO center. Don Scott and crew will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what your vehicle needs? Start by calling AMCO Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. Or if you're in Loveland, call AMCO of Loveland at 970-667-3006 to schedule a free vehicle courtesy check. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Coming up next on Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, Mr. Seven Nguyen with Fishing 24/7. You're listening to the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome Bait and Tackle Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. You know, we couldn't do the show without our amazing sponsors, and one of our favorite sponsors is Grand View Family Chiropractic. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley emphasize in caring for the entire family, from pregnancy, infants, and children, through the golden years and everyone in between. They love when the whole family comes in for adjustments. Located in Eaton, Colorado, Grand View Family Chiropractic, give them a call at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Joining us now on the Bessler Homes Hotline is Mr. Seven Nguyen. Seven, welcome back to HBT Power Hour. How are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me back.
Yes, sir, man. I've been going through your YouTube videos, and I was having a hard time finding it at first because I realized that you do the seven like your name. S-E-V-E-N.
Yeah.
So if you're going to his page on YouTube, it's Fishing 24/7, S-E-V-E-N, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome, man. Tell our faithful about 24/7, Fishing 24/7.
Fishing 24/7 is a channel for everyone. It doesn't have to be it's at every level. We catch big fish, we catch small fish. It's about fishing. So anybody who wants to look at an adventure, just having a good time, just seeing what's biting on certain lakes. We have it. We don't conceal the location. It's all for everybody to find a place where they want to fish.
And that's
it gives people, yeah.
Go ahead,
it
man.
It gives people options, yeah.
It does. Man. I love this because you're not just staying in one lake. You're going all over Denver, and you fish some of those smaller lakes that you wouldn't normally fish on. But you do. Fish on them, you go on them, and you just have a passion for fishing. And I love your story, and that's why I wanted to bring you on again, because I just think your stories are infectious, and they pass on that niche. I want to pass on that niche. I love fishing to the core, and you're one of those cats that you know, I love that you're in my circle right now, because you just love and you have that passion for fishing.
Thank you so much.
Where was the last? So tell me about the trip at 11 Mile. How did that go?
Yeah, that went great. We had a few people come out. The day before, it was snowing and blizzarding and stuff, so it was kind of hard. But whoever came out was really dedicated for 11 Mile. And we had a lot of fun. Everybody that came out hooked on a fish, which was fun. You know, there's beginners. There's like Dustin Brown, who actually works at the Chaparral store, and Gerald Smith, who actually works at a boat inspector at 11 Miles. So they knew everything about that lake, and they taught me a lot. There's certain things that I didn't even know you could do with certain gear and stuff, like your fishing rod, how to protect it from falling in the water. And he showed me it's almost like a stick where prevents it from a fish from dragging in there, and certain lures that I probably wouldn't even use. They put me on to it, like tube jigs that works there, and they're just amazing people, and they knew the lake like the palm of the hand, and it impressed me. So
and that's the thing with the YouTube pages that you have, and the stories that you share, or the videos that you share, is that, you know, not a lot of people can get out on the ice, or if they are, they can watch your videos and kind of see what to use and what to do, and you're always learning. I always have that theory that, you know, you never stop learning, and if you do and you think you have, you might as well just die. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're always learning, and that's something with the outdoors and ice fishing, per se, that you're always learning. You're always learning new techniques. I had a Russian guy show me that to use WD-40 on my lure because it's water solvent, I guess, and they're attracted to it. And sure enough, man, I threw some WD-40 on my minnow, and boy, I was catching fish left and right. And I don't know how illegal it is. I'm probably doing something illegal right now and turning myself in, so I might get the feds at me. But I'm just saying, there's little techniques that you never know.
I agree. The thing about fishing, this is the reason I started the YouTube channel, because people requested. First of all, I usually post on social media, and they're like, you know, we need to learn. But the thing about, if you love something, you want it to prosper, you want it to be successful, it's no longer about you. It's about the community of fishing. It's about everybody. It's about the sport, and you want it to grow. And that's the biggest thing. I love the sport, and I want it to grow. You know, you don't want it to disappear. You know, it's like some arts do somehow find a way to disappear. So I don't want that to be something I love.
Okay, so
that's the reason why.
I'm going to take a couple kids fishing on Sunday. Where would you suggest?
On Sunday, I would suggest Evergreen would be great, or Georgetown would be good, if you don't mind eroding your blades on Georgetown, because there's a lot of sand there. But more likely, you will catch fish. But if you're close in the Denver area, I think you're really correct. Mm-hmm. So go to St. Vrain. They just bought sandpiper. So that's... You would almost always catch a fish at this point in time at St. Vrain right now.
That's perfect, man, perfect. And right now we've had this cold spell, so a lot of the local lakes are frozen and a good 6 inches, and that's good solid ice to be on ice fishing. So that's the positive thing. And it's supposed to be nice on Sunday, so I'm excited.
Yeah, taking the St. Vrain, there's like a variety of fishes. There's pike there. There's bluegills, there's bass, and there's trout. I believe you just stocked the trout, too. So you have a variety of fish.
Perfect,
that you can catch,
man. I think I'm going to go there. Okay, Seven, I'm going to ask you a series of questions that a new person to ice fishing may ask you, okay? Okay, first question here is, when is it safe to start ice fishing?
The honest answer is there's no such thing as safe ice.
Right.
But I would go middle of January is when I start. That's when I actually start getting on the ice. But you always will have to spud your way out to make sure. I mean, I don't care if you believe it's frozen. You have to check to make sure 100%. I want everybody to be safe. I don't want to take risks. You just can't do that. because, you know, it's nothing is worth your life. That's the bottom line. So I would target mid-January, but I would still spud my way out just to make sure the ice is safe.
And you're exactly right. You want to be safe. There's no such thing as safe ice. Okay, where should I fish on the lake?
It depends. If you want, okay, you want to go shallow for trout sometimes, but later in the day, they move to deeper. And early in the morning, they would be in the shallow, and they would feed shallow. So you want to be shallow. You check the depth around 7 to 8 feet. You will catch your fish around that area. And during like the heat of the day and around noon, you want to be deeper, around 12 to 13 feet.
Gotcha.
And then again, later at night, in the evening, you want to move back to shallow because they would move. That's just their pattern of feeding.
It's almost the same pattern as their springtime. They come up in the shallows when it's cool at night, and then during the day, they go deeper in the water. Okay, so when ice fishing for the first time, what is the best lure or bait to try first?
I recommend just power bait. That's the first thing I would use. Just throw it. You don't need to be sophisticated. Just throw in some power bait, let it sit. And especially evergreen, if they would hit, because that's what they feed on. And most like with stalkers, you will be successful with power bait anyways.
Perfect. So, and that's what I want to do. I want to take the kids out there where we're catching fish all day. You know, that's the best. Yeah. That's the best part of it. What are some of the signs above the ice that you notice that may help you, that might help you to know that there are fish below the ice? What are some of those signs?
If you see twigs sticking out, anything with structure, anything with a bump, you know, you can look, and you pretty much, honestly, you have to look at a topical map on that lake, and then you can tell by looking at the topical map where it's deeper, where there's a ravine, where it comes out shallow, where it rises and falls. So you need to look at that. Just a visual look. Sometimes you can't see it. But if you're at a small pond, then you can see twigs sticking out, a tree sticking out, and you would fish around that area.
Perfect. And some of the other things I noticed, too, above the ice is kill. Like if somebody has caught fish in that area, there'll be blood. There'll be, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. I also look for those kind of signs on the ice as well. Okay, last question. What types of equipment do I need to take ice fishing other than the basic rod or tip-up?
Okay, you really need to stay warm. That's what you need.
Okay.
And you need to make sure you can check the depth regardless of if you have – you don't need electronic devices. I'm an old school person. I don't need
that's how I am. Electronic. I'm the same way, brother.
But you got to drop a line and make sure how deep you are. You can count per second, per foot, so you know exactly where you are. If you want to target shallow or deep, you need that, okay. You know, so that you know where you are in there. But besides the rod reel, you just – need to know your lake, first of all. Research it. Do your research. Make sure you know what species are in the water so you know how to target them correctly, and then you will bring the right bait for it. So.
Awesome, man. Seven, please tell our masturbators how they can watch your amazing videos. What's your YouTube page name?
My YouTube page is Fishing Fishing is spelled out, the number 24, and 7 is spelled out. So that's how you can find me.
Fishing 24, SEVEN. Folks, I guarantee you will not be disappointed to follow Seven and follow his adventures. He'll teach you a lot. Anything about ice fishing, anything about fishing, follow his page. Seven, thank you very, very much for coming on, brother. I appreciate it. And we got to get together and go fishing.
All right, Danny. You be safe out there.
All right, buddy. Will do, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Bessler Homes have been part of Northern Colorado for over 55 years with passion and pride. Ted Bessler started building homes in 1968. Now with his son Jamie Bessler at the helm, the vision continues to build attainable, innovative, and personalized homes. The Bessler difference, where experience matters, the process is simple, fun, and you get more for your money. Explore their communities throughout Northern Colorado for yourself with sales centers and model homes located in Alt, Fort Lupton, and Johnstown. Call Bessler Homes today at 970-573-7033. Bessler Homes, building the most valuable homes in Northern Colorado. Coming up next on the Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour, Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Calls. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour live from the Yellow Communication Studio. We are Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back. Welcome back to HBT's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alleman. I have the right lure to draw you in. You know, you deserve a beautiful smile. What better time than right now to achieve your smile goals? The team at Kennedy Dental will help you achieve them. Custom cosmetic dentistry is an art and a science using cutting-edge techniques and advanced materials. Team Kennedy proudly offers you a beautiful, natural smile and all the benefits that come with it. You no longer have to suffer from missing, chipped, discolored, or crooked teeth. Contact Kennedy Dental today and schedule your smile makeover at 970-454-3341. Kennedy Dental, exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Joining us on the Bessler Homes hotline is Mr. Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls, made right here in northern Colorado. Austin, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, man. First, I want to congratulate you and the missus on the birth of your baby boy. Is that right?
Yes. He was born on the 17th of January, and baby and mama are good. Everything's
beautiful, baby boy. Madden Rance Danley. Did I say That's right?
Yes. Yep.
8 pounds, Rance, 9 ounces, brother.
That's right, yeah. Rance is a family name.
Perfect.
Middle name for my father, me, and for him. So he'll carry it on to his son if he has one down
Man,
the road.
That's great, buddy. That's great. I love that. Born 938 on 117, 8 pounds. That's a big boy. 20 yeah. and a half inches.
Yeah, he was a big kid. He was a big kid. Surprisingly enough, Coach, he was actually smaller than my daughter by a couple ounces.
Oh, no kidding. Well, see, that,
yeah,
my daughter was the same way.
Was 813.
Yeah, same thing with mine. My daughter was bigger than my boys. Isn't
yeah.
that crazy?
Does yeah.
that make two for you now?
Yes, it does. Yes.
You guys plan on any more?
You know, we're going to, with the business growing the way that it is, and with him being so, you know, he's only about 2 weeks, roughly.
We're not even talking about it now.
We're going to kind of feel this one out, see how it is when he's a little older, and then we'll kind of make that decision.
Perfect,
down the road.
Man. So, I didn't mean to,
right now, we're not making any decisions.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, brother. I apologize. You know, last time we had you on, you came on the show with Ken Emfrey, the president of Unite the Fight, man. So you and Colorado Custom Game Calls hosted a Whistling Wings for Warriors event a few weeks back for a few veterans. How did that go?
That went really, really well. The veterans had a fantastic time. It was a Saturday, Sunday hunt. They all came down on Friday. We did a big dinner and everything. We hosted everything out in Sterling, Colorado. For the weekend, we did very well. We ended up shooting 67 birds total for the entire weekend between the staff that helped and the veterans, and just getting to see those smiles on their faces, because a lot of these guys have never done this stuff before.
Right.
So when we are sitting there and explaining it to him the night before the morning hunt on, you know, Saturday, they're like, man, there's no way that you're pulling that many birds down or decoying the way that you won, things of that nature. But then when they got involved, they got boots on the ground, they were setting out the decoys, they heard the calling, they saw how things were happening, they started to believe a little bit more, and then once we got birds to actually finish in the hole, their faces just lighted up, and that's, for me,
priceless.
And all the crew, that's the highlight right there.
Right, man, right. I mean, just being there and seeing all the activity just gets your blood flowing, you know? I mean, you can't...
Almost all the veterans said, this is a lot more work than I thought it would be.
Right, I bet it is,
and
man.
And it's not even half of it. We were in pits that were dug in the ground, you know, about 4 feet, and we had pit lids over us and stuff, so they didn't even have the experience of, like, setting up, you know, A-frames that much, and having to brush all those in, and that obviously takes time and all that stuff.
Man, what a great weekend, man. So
yeah,
Ken and crew at Unite the Fight, they do an amazing job. Let's look at that, some of their upcoming events right now. So in February, I want to lead you to this website, unitethefight.org. Go to their page. You can donate. They have a donate button there. February 23rd, they're going to be Jonesboro, Arkansas. They're going to have a Whistling Wings for Warriors event there. It looks like there's some details coming soon.
Should be a snow goose hunt for that
snow
one.
Snow goose hunt? Okay, perfect. Yeah. And that's going to be a great event. And then they're coming to Colorado Shooting Clays here in April 20th.
Yeah, so that's one of their fundraisers. LPR Construction, they actually host that there at Colorado Clays there in Brighton. And it's just, I believe it's on a Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. That date is a Thursday. But all the proceeds from that event go to RTF.
Man, that's awesome. That is great. And then they got their 7th annual Operation Give Back Golfing outing, which is in Michigan, because that's where they're based out of, is in Michigan, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yep. That's
and
exactly right.
That looks like a big event, too.
That is a huge event for them. They actually, a couple years back, the CEO, Scott Gatto, he's always got something up his sleeve with something, but he actually had veterans. They were actually hooked to somebody, but they had them parachute veterans in onto the golf course a couple
wow.
years back.
Wow.
It's one of their biggest events that they host for the year for fundraising, and it's a really fun event. It is up in Michigan. They do have the LPR shoot here in Colorado. But yeah, that's, I mean, all these trips that we've been talking about, like the Whistling Wings, they do a bear hut up in the Northeast by Maine, I think, too. It takes money.
Right.
It really does.
Right, exactly.
And the veterans are not paying for anything. They're not paying for food. They're not paying for airfare. They're not paying for lodging. It's 100% to the veterans.
That is amazing. And
with ticket prices the way that they are with airlines
right.
and hotels being up and everything, that stuff does cost some money.
It does, man. And so, like I said, folks, if you can go and donate, unitethefight.org, go to there. They have a donation button. Hit that tab and donate. One of the biggest ones that I want to kind of talk about is their 20-year reunion, their second Battle of Fallujah, November 8th, 2024. They don't have where it's going to be. I assume it's going to be somewhere in Michigan, but they have a 20-year reunion for that. And that's basically where this started, was them guys getting together from the Battle of Fallujah. Is that correct?
Right, yeah. Scott Gatto, the CEO of the organization, he was obviously there at the Battle of Fallujah. And when he came back to the States after his deployment, he was losing more brothers to, unfortunately, suicide.
Right.
And he just couldn't step away and not do anything about it. So that's why Scott created the organization, not only to help his brothers, but to help other veterans of other times and, you know, wartime, things of that nature.
That's awesome, man. And you guys are right in the middle of it, and I love that. I love that. Unite the Fight does, it strives to bring U.S. military veterans together to rekindle the bonds forged through fire while giving them a platform to begin coping with the everlasting effects from PTSD and survivor's guilt. Man, God bless you all for doing what you do for the vets, man. I appreciate it. Folks, make sure to go to unitethefight.org and hit that donate tab. That donation will help them continue their amazing work for our veterans. You know, not only is Colorado Custom Game Calls involved with Whistling Wings for Warriors, you also teamed up with Frank and Josh Villa with Outdoor Colorado, man. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so Frank hit me up right when we were at the International Sportsman's Expo. We have a couple common friends, and I believe he saw us through, I believe, our Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. But he called me up and wanted to do some stuff. He takes kids out hunting, and the one thing that you're going to pull at my heartstrings other than veterans is kids.
Right.
Obviously, I have my own, and they're going to obviously be hunters one day. But to get kids in the outdoors, especially nowadays with the Xboxes and the TVs and the iPads, kids just don't go outside as much.
Right.
I mean, when I was a kid, and I probably, Coach, when you were a kid, you had to make your own games up.
Man,
and
we were outside, buddy. I was swimming in ditches just to have fun. I was fishing in ditches. I was outdoors.
I was out in a storm ditch somewhere during the snowstorm, and I was sledding down the embankment there, man.
Exactly, buddy, exactly.
But we wanted to get involved with these guys and help donate some calls and you know, help them raise some money, too, to help get kids into the outdoors. And if I'm not mistaken, parents can go on their website and basically try to get their kids to go hunting with their parents, which the parents don't even know. Sometimes the parents don't even know what's going on,
right?
Which I think that's fun. You know, that's great. It's just another outlet for us to get kids in the outdoors, have them teach them patience, and be outside. That's the biggest thing for us, is to have kids away from the screen.
Perfect. I agree with you 100. Hey, tell our master anglers how they can order your amazing calls. I appreciate everything that you do. Tell us now about the business and how they can order your game calls.
So the main way is through our website. We're all e-commerce, basically, through the website. That's ColoradoCustomGameCalls.com. The very unique thing with us is whatever style of call that you pick, whether that's a Canada goose, a duck call, a snow goose call, we even offer predator, elk, and deer, and turkey. you can build the call from the ground up. So you tell us what colors you want, what if you want anything inside your call. Like I had a gentleman just here recently send me some coyote hair from a coyote that he harvested, and he wanted that hair in the resin in the call, and we actually just finished that call for him. Very unique stuff that you're never going to find in the store unless we're selling it. The other way is through one of our retailers, Stubbs Gas and Oil. They're in Wiggins, Colorado, right there on 76 and 34. The hardware store in Wiggins, Country Hardware. Boondocks Army Surplus, that's in Sterling, Colorado. And then I have a friend up in Breckenridge, Breckenridge Outfitters. They're a fly fishing outfit, but he has an outdoor store that lets me sell calls. And then I obviously have the taxidermy shop, St. Clair Flats Taxidermy, up in St. Clair, Michigan. Pretty soon, Hook and Bait and Tackle, I think.
Hey, man, I was just going to say that, man. And also, ColoradoCustomGameCalls.com. Go right onto their website and go right on there and order. Like he said, you can customize that thing. These things are beautiful. You have to go to his website and check them out. Austin, thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your story with us, brother. And congratulations on the new baby.
Hey, thank you, Coach. I appreciate you having me on. And if you ever need me, give me a call anytime.
Will do, buddy. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, man. What a great way to start a Saturday morning. Thank you to all my guests. Frank Villa with Colorado Outdoor Colorado and Seven Wind with Fishing 24-7, S-E-V-E-N, and Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls. Gentlemen, keep doing God's work. I pray abundance of blessings over all my guests and all my sponsors. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm your coach, Daniel Alamon, and this is the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Alamon.
Northern Colorado, it's time for the Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain. Thank you for spending this beautiful Saturday morning with us. I want to thank God for blessing me and you with another day. Amen and amen. I want to thank our amazing sponsors, Bessler Homes. Explore their communities throughout Northern Colorado for yourself with sales centers and model homes located in Ault, Fort Lupton, and Johnstown. Call Bessler Homes today at 970-573-7033. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Call Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. At your local independent AMCO Center, Don Scott and crew will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what you need? Start by calling AMCO Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. Last, but definitely not least, my man, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment at 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Thank you, Dr. Kennedy, for all your support. I pray abundance of blessing over all my sponsors. We have an amazing show for you today. Lots of great information. In our first segment, we have the Hook and Bait and Tackles, the rest of the story. This is going to be a fun segment, too. In our second segment, we have Frank Villa with Outdoor Colorado, and their mission is to share their expertise and experience by taking youth to the outdoors. Joining us in our third segment, we have Seven Nguyen with Fishing 24-7. That's Seven, Fishing 24-7, S-E-V-E-N. And in our final segment, we will be joined by Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Calls. But first, like we always do about this time, it's Hook and Bait and Tackles, the rest of the story. You know, anglers are well known for exaggerating the facts about their catches, which make these amazing stories seem more incredible. Monster Shock Shark caught on pier. On June 14, 1964, Walter Maxwell made one of the most incredible catches of all time. He was fishing from the Cherry Grove pier near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, when he landed a current world record tiger shark, which weighed a tremendous 1,780 pounds. He used the Penn 16/0 reel that held 1,400 yards and 130-pound test line. He managed to land the 13-foot, 11-inch fish just after 4.5 hours. Amazingly, Maxwell had fought the same huge fish hours the day before, but lost it when it broke his line. Undeterred, he rested a few hours and then went back after the monster shark again. This time, he was successful. Two records in one day. The chances of catching a state record fish is extremely small. Two anglers catching two records the same day from the same boat borders the impossible. But it's not. It has been done. On April 15, 1984, William Carvey of Indianapolis landed a 5-pound, 2-ounce white bass on the Arkansas portion of Bull Shoals Lake. Establishing a new Arkansas state record, his Lunker white bass surpassed a 4-pound, 15-ounce state record white bass caught from the White River nearly 15 years earlier. Carver's record didn't stand as long as the Beaver Lake fish. However, in fact, it didn't last the rest of the day. You see, Carver's fishing partner, William Wilson, also of Indianapolis, landed a white bass only a few hours earlier, then caught the scales to 5 pounds, 4 ounces, and a new state record was established. Wilson's 5-pound, 4-ounce record remained unbroken for more than 20 years. Man, what a great story. Only now you know the rest of the story. Don't touch that dial. Coming up next on HBT Power Hour, Mr. Frank Villa with Colorado Outdoor Colorado. Keep that line tight. We'll be right back. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.